bottle, with all the frill departed, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade on the Avenue, Fifth Avenue. The photographer.
Little Easter parade. Happy Easter, everyone. Hope your basket's full of eggs. We should have done a KFNS 590 The Fan Easter egg hunt. This is Ray I, KFNS 590 The Fan, coming from our hidden bunker. We're Matty G, having a wonderful Saturday morning. Wow. Let's run down to the hills and the hollers, way down deep. Down where a possum's a yard dog, where they cook coffee in a pot over a fire with broken eggshells, with creek water. Yeehaw! We got a special guest on the line with us. They just had a big event and got some other events coming up. The Conservation Federation of Missouri, our friend, Mr. Michael Wardlaw. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First of all, how's your tan? Is it good?
Oh, I'm good, buddy. You ought to see me. When I come out of the ocean at the beach and shook my wet hair off, and I waddled up through the sand in my little small swimsuit, when I got to my wife, I said, honey, I'm so sorry, but look at this. They're all staring at me. Everybody was staring at me when I came out of the water. And I think it was the tan.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, right. I know we talked a little bit about your big convention, but why don't you give us a quick recap of how things went and how good the event went?
Oh, let me tell you, it was outstanding. It's a three-day event. Started on Friday night, where we had over 450 people
awesome.
On hand to celebrate conservation, pass out a few awards, recognize the legend that is Glenn Chambers.
Yes.
And it 450 people in the same room, all pulling for conservation. What a great night.
Oh, that was awesome. It
rolled into Saturday night. The momentum carried over. We had roughly 350, close to 400, for the dinner and banquet on Saturday night, where we raised close to $50,000.
Yes.
We don't have the final numbers yet, but that's a heck of a night. It was a great weekend for conservation in Missouri, for sure.
That's for sure. And I just wanted to get that back out there because those are some folks, that didn't get to hear that. And Billy Smith is trying to tell me the owl call is 5 1/4 inches long to tell me to compare the ridge gator track this morning. Got so much messages coming in this morning. we got some dedicated listeners out to you. Oh, this is crazy. My phone's just exploding this morning. What about the event you got coming up in Kansas City? I want you to tell our listeners about that coming up.
Absolutely. On April 29th, we will be at the Kansas City Zoo. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, if you've ever been to the Kansas City Zoo, you know how cool of an attraction it is. And we're going to have a dinner banquet in the Penguin Pavilion. So we're going to be amongst the penguins talking about conservation, talking about the Kansas City Zoo, and raising a little money for conservation in Missouri. If you want to get involved, you can come check us out on the website. It's at confedmo.org. And it's going to be a great time. It's $50 a person. If you want to bring a spouse, we've got some discounts for that. If you want to bring your kid, you can do so for $15.
That's a good
thing. So an afternoon at the zoo, can't beat it.
We need to say something about since this guy, what's his name with the bad hip? You work for him. I can't think of his name. This Butler guy.
Oh, yeah. It's so sad to see somebody so young, debilitating, having these debilitating injuries.
We're doing a drawing here to raise some money so he can have a hurricane.
I think we can probably come up with that. Yeah. That would be nice.
But the thing is, I want to say something on the air while I got you on here about the Conservation Federation of Missouri and what a job Brandon Butler has done since he took the reins of that organization. Amazing.
There's no question. I've only been with the organization for a few short months now and haven't lived in Missouri for 4 years. But I can tell you this, just in talking to people, that's a common theme with everywhere I go and talk to people and introduce myself. It's, wow, y'all have great leadership. I'm so excited to be a part of CFM because of the direction you guys are going. And well, that's largely in part of the vision that Brandon has for what we're doing at CFM.
Absolutely. And if you're out there and you're living in Missouri, you're on this side of the river listening to us, and you hunt and fish, you need to join the Conservation Federation. You need to be part of this, right?
Absolutely. And it's not cost prohibitive. It's $35.
Yeah.
You get a subscription to our magazine. You get 6 issues a year. You get invited to all these great seminars and conventions and things that we put together to not only raise money, but to educate outdoorsmen about conservation and what we need to be doing and the battles we need to fight, you know, through the legislative process. So it's really about getting the numbers involved. You know, $35 is great. And we certainly need it. But it's about having more people active in the process, and joining certainly gets you involved in that process.
Yes, and you guys are doing a good job because you are growing the ranks.
That's the exciting thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the percentage growth over the last couple of years, but
it's good.
It's off the charts because we're over 5,000 members strong now and adding people every week.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing to see how the outdoorsmen in Missouri have just wrapped their arms around the Federation, and we're happy to be there to be the advocate for the outdoorsmen, you know, in that political process.
Yes. Why don't you tell everybody how they can get information, how they can join, and all your contact information?
Absolutely. Well, you can reach out to us. Check everything out on the website at confedmo.org. You can find my email address, Michael Wardlaw. It's mwardlaw@confedmo.org. Drop me an email. I'll answer any questions I can and get you involved. You know, we've got not only the Kansas City event, we've got an event in May coming up, a Sporting Clays event in St. Joe.
Okay.
We've got an Explore the Outdoors in Springfield. We've got Branson, St. Louis, Columbia. We're all over the state. So just go to the website, check out our events calendar, and find an event near you. Come out and see us.
Yeah. And, I may regress here a little bit, but I want to go back to 1st February. The event that you guys had down at the lake, down at Branson. Oh, that was just awesome. That was one of the best media events that I've attended in a while. And what a great time. What a great concept to put that together where everybody could go out and trout fish. And the camaraderie, the fellowship, and being with all the fellow communicators, that was just an awesome event. And you guys should be commended for putting that together.
Well, thank you, sir. And I greatly appreciate it. And it's really an important part of what we do, because so much of getting the message out about conservation goes through you guys in the media, and you're an important part of what we do. So that's an important event to us, and glad you had a great time.
Oh, it was awesome. All right, brother, thank you so much. And give that little fella with the bad hip a hug from Uncle Ray, because I know he's hurting.
I sure will.
All right, Michael, thank you. Have a great Saturday. Happy April to you, my friend.
Thanks, sir. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, Conservation Federation Reserve.
So, Matty G, have you been good? Is the Easter Bunny going to be good to you?
That's up for debate.
Up for debate. Well, you did pretty good today. You got a big Easter basket.
I did.
The Easter Bunny was good to you.
Took care of me.
That's right. All right. All right, boys and girls, let's take a break, and we'll see y'all on the other side, baby.